Hey, pretty girl, how was your day? Yeah? Well, I'm glad. That sounds exhausting. Anyway, what are you doing in the kitchen? Hovering over that pot? Wearing an apron? Well, cooking is not exactly your strong suit. Usually you leave kitchen things to me. It does smell extremely warm in here. I just like burning, like autumnal. Spicy autumnal. Like I'm standing next to a warm fireplace that smells like autumn. Oh, you're making spicy cider. Du cidre chaud. Oh, c'est bien, c'est pas mal. Hein? You know, that wooden spoon you're stirring it with makes you very pioneer woman-esque. I'm honestly really into it. And you look so... Fuck. You know, I don't even know. Come here. Give me a kiss. Oui, mademoiselle. Oui, mademoiselle. Well, you've been sampling your wares, miss. Well, you taste exceptional and slightly boozy when I'm drinking little kid apple cider. Oh, this reminds me of, you know, when we were roommates. Yeah, like, you know, those few months we were getting to know each other, we talk in the kitchen and every conversation felt like this weird mini or like, you know, speed date. I just loved when we ran into each other in the kitchen and in the mornings, especially. Man, you wore the fuck out of that bathrobe. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I felt like I was being cruelly and unusually punished when I saw you come out of, you know, of your room to make coffee in that little pink robe. You know, it's the way you would try to discreetly retie it when you saw I wasn't, you know, in the kitchen. Nothing mattered after you bent over to grab your coffee grounds. No, I was a perfect gentleman. I never look for too long and I always averted my eyes when necessary. Hey, I'm so glad I can leer at you whenever I want now. I'm kidding, come on. But I'm so glad we did something about our tension. Hey, look at us now. I mean, still cohabitating, but... yeah, that was so long ago. The autumn vibes... makes me very nostalgic. Yeah. You know what I'm especially nostalgic for? I'm thinking about that time you were madly cleaning the kitchen in our old apartment. Yeah, back when we were just roommates. I remember you telling me about how you get into this extreme cleaning modes, and you have to clean everything you can get your hands on. That was about all I could remember. Though, because your outfit was obscene. No, you were in your little bathrobe. Thank God. No, you were in leggings and a tank top, I think. No, I don't think so. I definitely remember. There was just so much skin, and your clothes were like painted on you. And, you know, your hands were all soapy, bubbles were floating around you. And I remember you telling me how you were living out this, I quote, unhinged domestic housewife fantasy. Right. You also tagged on minus the husband. Well, you looked so cute. Fuck, you're even cuter now. Like, right now in this silly little apron. My pretty, unhanged domestic housewife. Hey. Come here, pretty girl. Turn around. You can quit stirring the cider. Now that I'm in the kitchen with you, it's not going to burn. Don't worry. Seeing you like this, it makes me so fucking horny. I want you to know that. And now that I'm the unhanged domestic housewife, and, well, that you're mine, right? Pretty girl. That's right. Good girl saying, yes, daddy. I'd love to come home every night and see you like this. Maybe not in the kitchen, because you'd burn it down and destroy the neighborhood, but you know what I mean. Waiting for me, all warm and inviting, happy to see me. Sometimes I fantasize about you waiting at the door for me. That we have a routine where you greet me, kneeling at the door. I think I just felt that shiver. Oh, you want that? Pretty girl. Kneeling on the floor, waiting for daddy to come home from work. How long would you wait on your knees for me? That's right, my good girl. For as long as I wanted. Here, pretty girl. Kneel right now. That's right. That's what I love to see. Your adoring look from beneath me. Right. Yes. Back to my fantasy. So, then I'd come in and see you kneeling there. And maybe we'd just have a quiet moment. Maybe I ask you to, I don't know, to suck my cock. And because you're my perfect, obedient girl, You do what I say. Yes, pretty girl. Take my cock out right now. That never gets old. Your mouth feels so fucking good. Oh putain, c'est bon. Oh putain, c'est bon. Allez, vas-y. Ouais. Allez. This is fucking good. This is really good. Mm-hmm. Oh. I think I like this idea a little too much. To come home and just know that you're waiting on your knees for me. I'm ready to suck my... Oh. I can see the way that you're shifting your hips. Uh-huh. You like this idea just as much as me? Hmm? Good girl. For not touching yourself yet. You can keep squirming. I like watching you look so horny and helpless while under me, sucking my dick. Other times I fantasize that you are pregnant and you're showing, and, well, you know, it excites me like fucking crazy. Doesn't that sound so nice, pretty girl? Letting me truly show my ownership over you? Well, I'm gonna tell you how it looks like. I'd come home and I'd take care of you. I'd rub your feet and your uncle's, feed your dinner. Every time we'd go out together, the whole world would know that you're mine, and you know, I would hold your hand, wrap my arm around you, hold you against me, place my hands on your belly. You know, no one could think anything else other than you belong to me. Look at me. Look at me, Wayne. You belong to me. Hmm? Fuck. Talking about this drives me crazy. Let's do it, pretty girl. Let's do all of it. Okay? Hmm? What was that? That's right. Yes, Daddy. Stand up. Bend over. No, there's no time to move to a more comfortable surface. I need to fuck you right this second. Fuck, fuck, fuck. You're wearing panties today? Really? I don't want to sound like a shitty erotic romance novel, but we need to establish a little no underwear consistency around here. All right? Yeah? All right. You ready for me, pretty girl? I said, are you ready for me, pretty girl? The slickness of your tights indicate yes. Don't give me that sass. Oh, you drive me insane. I can't believe I derailed like this just seeing you in a little fucking apron. Do you like to feel daddy all inside you? Is it deep enough, my little girl? Oh my god. You did this on purpose, didn't you? You fucking knew I can handle seeing you, you know, act all domestic, you know, how crazy it makes me. Oh, you knew I would start reminiscing about the old days. Huh? Oh. I tell you again about how fucking crazy you drove me, parroting around in stink-eyed clothes for months. You wanted me to get all worked up, all upset, frustrated. Say fuck me, daddy. Say fuck me, daddy. And just say fuck me, daddy. Ooh, that little squeal. How you like when daddy reaches so far back inside you? Does that hurt, pretty girl? Do you want it to hurt more? That's my good girl. Of course you do. I know. You can rub your clit for me. Oh, bordel. Putain de bordel. Ah, c'est bon. Ah, c'est tellement bon. C'est tellement bon. Hey, do you want me to come inside you? Do you want me to come inside you, huh? Answer me, pretty girl. Don't ignore me. Do you want daddy to finish inside you? I said, do you want daddy to finish inside you? Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Now tell me exactly what I want to hear. Tell me to come in your tight, wet pussy. I want to hear you say it. That's my good girl. And I want to hear you promise that you'll be waiting at the door tomorrow night. On your knees. Waiting for me. Mm-hmm. Right. No. No coming until you promise me. Come on. Oh, that's a good girl. Of course you can come now. Of course you can come now. Oh, je viens là. Fuck. Now, let's get off the kitchen table. We can go clean up or reheat some of that cider you made for us. I hope you're ready for some dessert.